Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrea from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you. We're going to get into this month of Allos Parakletos. Are you guys with me? I'll get into the meaning and all of that later in the month. It is the name of the Holy Ghost, one of His names. It means there is one that is always beside you, walking beside you. He's the one that guides you divinely. Are you guys with me? But it's going to be in vain for me to talk or teach you on the Holy Ghost if I don't speak on the word sensitivity. Because there can be people in the building that can be insensitive to Him. It can grieve His move, or it can stop Him from touching them. He is a gentleman, meaning He requires us, or our hearts, to be open and our spirits to be open. There is a way to yield to Him. There's a way that you can switch your spirit on and off inside here. It comes by practice, but it is somebody that just yield to Him. They don't worry about what is going on around them. And they become what we call sensitive. Say these two words for me. Say gnosko. Say dokimazo. Those two words are the Greek words for sensitivity in Scripture. So it represents, it speaks of perception and sensitivity. It also speaks of testing. But it comes down to sensitivity. Meaning, when Jesus was walking and the lady with the issue of blood touched the hem of His garment, the Bible says that He perceived power going out of Him. Are you guys with me? He felt. But the word felt, the perceived virtue, perceived power going out from Him, means that He was sensitive. He gnoskoed power leaving His life. The problem is, when we are insensitive, we cannot feel power leaving our lives. When we are insensitive, we can get filled in a place or a service like this, or in a conference. We can get filled when we lay hands on you and the Holy Spirit can come upon us. But then we can watch a TV show or do this or get into a fight or swear there or watch pornography there or mess up there, and we understand there's grace. But we are insensitive and don't feel the anointing leaking out. And then we don't understand, why are we dry? Are you guys with me? Job chapter number 4 verse 12. Listen to this. Now one of Job's friends encountered this. He said, now a word was secretly brought to me. Now you just understand that Job is the oldest book in the Bible as in written. So now a word was secretly brought to me in my ear, and my ear received a whisper of it. Now I want you to understand, when they wrote this book, they didn't have the concept of speaking about God or the Holy Ghost. Are you guys with me? He said, a word was secretly brought to me. This is what I call also the secret life of a prophet. God comes and shares secrets with you. And that is not by performance. It is by calling or office and the fullness of time. I'll still teach our church when it comes to visitations that it is the good thing to cry out for a visitation. I have for many years. But I realized that we must have that crying out and be desperate for it. But a visitation comes. Let me say it like that. I'm not speaking of the presence of God coming in. I'm speaking of an angel walking into your room, or Jesus Himself walking in, or saying you are called as a fivefold minister to do this. That comes in the fullness of time of a person's life. It's the sovereignty of God. There's nothing we can do to make it happen. There's nothing we can do to make it speed up. The only thing that we can do is be prepared for it. Are you guys with me? Because every person is given a chance or opportunity in life. And some don't prepare for it and they miss it. Now a word was secretly brought to me and my ear received a whisper of it. One of the voices, one of the ways God will speak to you is as a prophet he has spoken to me, I would say four times in this aspect of whispering. I'm not speaking of a thought, of somebody whispering and you can feel their breath here on your ear. Next verse. In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men. So now you see in this verse, it tells you where to have an encounter with God. Are you guys with me? 5 o'clock in the morning is okay, but you're not going to get me up at 5. Visitations comes when deep sleep falls upon men. Visitations come when the world is asleep. It's the night watch hour, maybe 12, maybe 3 a.m., usually 3:30. But at that time, 2 a.m., around that time, when there's no distractions, that is where you will have God visit you. In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men. Next verse. Fear came upon me and trembling, which made all my bones shake. He's saying, Job's friend is saying, he's saying, listen, there's a power that came on me and it made my bones shake. So here's a scripture for shaking under the Holy Ghost. Next verse. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up. Next verse. It stood still. Let's go one verse back. Listen to this. He said, a spirit passed before my face. This guy is saying, I think it's Eliphaz. I am not sure. He's saying, I was in a place where deep sleep falls upon men. And something happened. A spirit moved past my face. The Holy Ghost moved past my face. The Lord walked past me. Are you guys with me? They just didn't know how to put it into words. How to explain what was happening. This is available. If this happened in the Old Covenant with Old Testament people, imagine those who are filled with the Holy Ghost. A spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up, meaning I got goosebumps when this spirit walked past me. There was an anointing that came on me. The anointing has results. It is tangible. The results of the anointing is electricity through your body. It is what he was saying here. He's saying, listen here. When my bones began to shake, my hair on my body stood up. He was speaking about electricity, but they didn't have the word electricity to explain it yet. It was like a shock to him. When the prophetic anointing begins to manifest, if you've seen when we prophesied or when we have preached or taught prophetically, and we would then begin to lay hands, you would feel, or those who are sensitive, it is like an electricity would hit their body. It's the prophetic anointing. Next verse. It stood still. He said, the spirit stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. Then I heard a voice saying, listen. Say with me, sensitivity. This man was sensitive to the place where he could hear a word being secretly brought to him. Let me get to another verse. I'm just looking for it. Go there to Job chapter number 33, verse 14. 33 verse 14, but go with me to the King James Version. Job 33 verse 14. For God speaks once, even twice, yet man perceives it not. Say they perceive. Gnosko, dokimazo. This is where we get the Greek. And I don't want to be too long because we have some noise complaints and so on. And we want to pray for everyone. But listen, he says, the Bible says that God speaks once, even twice, but man doesn't have the ability to be sensitive enough to hear this. Next verse. In a dream, he says, I speak. In a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. One of the signs of a prophet is that we will have dreams. The Bible says you'll be a dreamer of dreams. Speaking that of false prophets as well. Every time it speaks of false prophets in the scripture, you can also take it the contrary and use it for the true in Deuteronomy. And he speaks saying they are dreamer of dreams. If you are a prophet, God will speak to you with. There will be no doubt. Let me say it like this. There will be. You can discover it later on in life, your calling. But once the discovery or that office comes, even before, there will be visions and dreams. The way that God would speak to me in dreams is not by symbolism with me. He speaks to me straight in dreams, telling me this one will do 1, 2, 3, 4. Or that one will do this, or that one will do that. Usually in dreams, it is where I'm warned. Now, he says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in the slumberings upon the bed. Right here again, if I've taught you, if you know, this is the place where you can hear God's voice. The place of slumbering. But anyway, let's go to the next verse. Then he opens the ears. God opens the ears of men. And he seals their instruction. He says there's a place on the slumbering of their bed where God will open their ears and give them an instruction. Next verse. That he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. Meaning when you're asleep, there's no pride, so now God can speak. Next verse. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Next verse. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. Go on with me. Go on. So that his life abhors bread and his soul dainty meat. Next verse. I want to get to his place. Listen to this. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Next verse. This verse, this scripture I can open up to you. I'm not going to open up too much tonight. Yes, his soul draws near unto the grave. He says, this person goes near to the grave and his life to the destroyers. Now listen to this. He says, this is what is happening to men. They are going into destruction. But if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness. He says, listen, if there is somebody that is a messenger that can perceive and be sensitive and warn men, be sensitive to the Holy Ghost and speak to men. BC says, one among a thousand to show man his uprightness. He says, if there's sensitivity, next verse. Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. He says, look, if I can have a people that has the sensitivity of the Holy Ghost upon their lives, they have the ability to interpret the voice of God, be a messenger and speak to people, to warn them, to be sensitive, to look at somebody and say, but wait, I'm looking at you. When I shake your hand, I can shake somebody's. This is what I mean by sensitivity. Are you guys okay? You want to leave? You look okay. So Chris, I can shake your hand. Stand up. I can come and I can say hello. Or I can be sensitive in the spirit, knowing my inheritance, knowing what I'm going to give you tonight. This is a key of revelation. It is not prophets only. Any person can do it. Where you can take somebody's hand and you can be sensitive, but you know, but wait, there's something happening here. There's something happening here. Just by sensitivity, you can know. And then one person can say hello. The other one can say, but wait, you know, how is your sister doing? This or that, or for example, okay? A sensitivity. Are you guys with me? So that is how we, you know, I was in a meeting and this is where God began to explain it to me. And many things I was taught and trained in the prophetic by God. So I was prophesying at a meeting. I think Stefan was there or so. But this is where I understood sensitivity. I was walking past somebody like this. The lady sitting here, as I walked past her, I heard John and I heard Apsa. And then I walked on and I heard Jonathan. And then I walked back and I heard John. And I remember asking the lady sitting here, I said, who's John? And she said, it's my husband. I said, who's working in APSA? She said, he's working in APSA. But if I would have just moved a little bit further, I would have missed it. There's a sensitivity. There's another thing in the prophetic that we call the code of positioning. It depends. We will see when I will prophesy over somebody. I will not look at them per se. I will gaze, or I will look somewhere else. It depends. Remember, in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that a voice, when John was taken up by the Spirit of the Lord, a voice came from behind him and spoke from behind him. Which means if John was standing here, a voice was speaking from here. If John was standing here, he would have missed the voice. God speaks in a direction. If you're not sensitive, you will miss it, or you will not see correctly. It takes a people that are sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Are you guys with me? And you will have some people sitting in the service and they'll listen, blah, blah. They'll just sit and not hear anything. I hope it is not you. If it is you, may your soul go down the pit. I'm joking, okay? But I'm serious, but I'm joking. So, because we're giving you things that have changed my life. The encounters that I had with a person called the Holy Ghost in my room, just being sensitive, surrendering to him, not 2 minutes, not 5 minutes, sometimes 8 hours. And I would sit and I would worship, or I would sit in silence until he comes into my room. Now I don't do it now because there's a season for it in terms of long hours and praying and so on. And I'm going into it now again as we get systems into place. But I remember there were days before I would minister, 8 hours I would pray. Not making a noise, being sensitive, focusing on my knees or lying on my back or on my face. So focused, all I can think for 8 hours is the presence of God. His glory would be so strong. And it is those encounters that changes a person and makes them able to finish the life or to carry on. That when hard times comes, you know, but wait, I had an encounter with God. I know that I know that I know. It is those times where you get so sensitive. The thing is, the rush of every day wants to take these things away, where God is saying, I want you to pull back. Go for it to Exodus chapter number 3. Let's see if it is there. Exodus chapter number 3, verse 1. Quickly, guys. Listen to this. It says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God. Zoreb. Next verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. Listen to this. Moses walked. He looked. And behold, the bush was burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. Next verse. And Moses said, carry on walking. So first he looked at this bush, and listen to me, the man saw the angel of the Lord in the bush. If you doubt what I'm saying, it says it in the book of Hebrews. Are you guys with me? Moses came out of dark arts, mastering black magic and the arts and dark arts in witchcraft and sorcery as an Egyptian. So what he saw, this, he's like, this is witchcraft. I'm carrying on walking. This bush is burning, but it's not burning. And he carried on walking. And then he says, I will now turn aside and see, perceive. I will now hold back and stop my life going forward and turn aside and look and see deeper into a situation. I will cause to become sensitive. Then it says this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Next verse. And when the Lord saw that Moses stopped his life and he turned aside to see, God spoke and called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, look, when God sees that you put a hold on your life to have an encounter with him, you will hear his voice speaking to you. Are you guys with me? Then it says, you are standing on holy ground, Moses. Take off the sandals of your feet. But Moses, having sensitivity, caused him to have an encounter with God in a generation where there were no books, no YouTube, no God's generals books. Where in today's times we got every resource we can think of. We have every prophet available to teach us anything. Yet no man can encounter him. All that it took Moses was one moment of sensitivity. And say, I want to be sensitive to this moment because God might be here. You don't know, God might be here in this building right now. And you can miss him. Are you guys with me? We have seen physical manifestations here. We have seen the building shaken. We have seen money in people's cars. We have seen angels here. But then there's a time when you need to perceive by sensitivity. When Jacob, the Bible says Jacob had a dream and he saw angels going ascending and descending in the ladder. And when he woke up, he said these words, "The presence of the Lord is in this place and I knew it not." How awesome is this? He said. He said, surely the presence is in this place. But I never knew it. He was not sensitive. Samson was asleep. And the Bible says that the presence of the Lord departed from him. And he knew it not. He was not sensitive enough to discern and sense that the presence of God was departing from him. Standing up there, still going on thinking God is with him. There are preachers that has been fired long ago. They just don't know it. They think they're still working for God. Usually when people as ministers on there's no provision, I say God hasn't employed you or he has fired you. But, or the anointing, listen, when the anointing leaves one man, it goes to someone else. When the Spirit of the Lord left Saul, it went to David. The moment David was anointed, the Bible says when the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, the next verse, it says that the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul and an evil spirit came on him. That when, you must understand, even when ministers, when they lose the anointing, the anointing has shifted to others. The anointing is sensitivity. The ability to minister in it, you have to flow with the sensitivity. Are you guys with me? Go with me to, let me see. Go with me to Acts, I think. Go with me to, oh no, go with me to Luke chapter number 19, verse, let's see where it is. And we're not going to be long, we're going to pray for you now. And I wish we had so much more time. I really wish because Luke, where are we? Luke 19, I think it's verse 24. Let me just see. Luke 19 verse 41. I'll close off with this. Listen to this. So with this sensitivity, the Holy Ghost comes because of sensitivity. Luke 19 verse 41, this was Jesus speaking, and he said, when he was come near the city, he beheld the city and he wept over it. I believe it's Jerusalem. Next verse. Saying, if thou hadst known, put it in New King James. Jesus was weeping because the city never had a sensitivity. Listen to this. He said, if you had only known, perceived, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Next verse. You know, when it comes to Christians, God can hide so many things from them. For days will come upon you, he says. Now he's speaking to the city because they were not sensitive to something. He says, days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you on every side. Next verse. And level you and your children within you to the ground. Kill you and your children. Bury them in the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another. Because you did not know the time of your visitation. Put them in the King James Version. See if it's the same. Because you did not know. Yeah. Say with him, no. You did not perceive. Gnosko. Dokimatsu. You were not sensitive to the time, to the hour of your visitation. Meaning, this city did not know when Jesus came and visited them. Are you guys with me? Many churches fail to know when God would even come into a place and bring a visitation. Do you know what judgment can come upon people when they do not discern the hour of His visitation? You will have God even coming into a church here, but you'll see people crying and weeping and others standing with a cold heart, stony heart, unable to receive. And the Holy Ghost just moves past them because they are not ready. They have not perceived the time of visitation. For you to know and to have an encounter, you must be sensitive and hungry. Are you guys with me? Wherever you are, raise your hands for me. Wherever you are, raise your hands. Love Ruska Aperitena Masuta.
Lerana Mosukete. Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.